Well, we're in Cowra. We're live for a big weekend. It's the Cowra Cup meeting, and we really thank the Race Club and Tourism Cowra for getting us out here. The Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. It's Dave Stanley, Sean Maloney, and I tell you what, the party's just about to start because we've got two legends joining us in the van. They're in fine form last night, and I speak of Trevor Gilmeister and Alan Langer. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, boys.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
We left you at 9. Can I just backdated to last night. We left you at 9. Where did you guys end up?
Well, it is Trevor Gilmeister's birthday this weekend. And for any of you guys out of Cowra this weekend, Trevor would love you to come up and have a vodka Red Bull with him this weekend. Because he loves one. Can I talk to you guys. We've got the Cowra Cup Sunday, so he needs a bit of celebrating.
Excuse me, people. Just he's full of it. That's a lie. And I'd like to have a beer with you, not a vodka Red Bull.
What about last night? We got a bit of mail from the local men and women in blue that you couldn't get into the hotel. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, well,
what's doing there?
The lady said she wanted the booking. I said Tom Hanks. And
oh, what do you check under another name? Yeah, false name. Anyway.
It looks like Tom Hanks.
It was amazing. And then the police come and all they want to do is get a photo with Alan. So
very good.
But you guys were here last year as well, so you had such a good time last year that you've doubled up and come back for another hit in 2020.
Well, Mark from the Bowls Club looked after us immensely last year. We had a great couple of days, but now we come back for 4 days. So I think next year
could be our last time here.
All right. We'll talk some footy with you, and then we'll talk about why good it is. Why people should book their ticket to either come out on Sunday or come next year. I'll start with the Broncos, Alf. 2019, not a good year for the club. How's 2020 looking?
Yeah, well, 19 was a very disappointing finish because if anyone's seen the game, or I'm sure most of you would have, a 58-0 drubbing, it's not a great way to finish the season. So we've got a lot of work to do. They've been training hard. They had about 7 weeks before Christmas. They've got back into it about the 5th of January. They're training hard, I think. I think Brodie Croft, I think he's been a great guy, from the Melbourne system. And I think he can turn our season around because we need players of his capability and just to lead our young forward pack around. I think he's going to be pretty special for us.
What was the media like up there? Like big one club town, like did they go after you? Because they're a proud rugby league town, and they've always had, you know, you look back at the Broncos, they've always had success. They've never had anything like that before.
Well, we always got great support, and you know, Suncourt Stadium is such a fabulous stadium, and people just keep turning up. But to get that 58-0 dropping, it's, you know, and I was on the sideline, and being part of it and running out in the field, it was just, it was very disappointing, not a great way to finish the season.
I'll say from an outsider's point of view that the club's always had pressure, especially on their halfback, and not because he's sitting beside me, but Alf's the best halfback the club has ever had and will ever have. Oh, I don't mind saying that as well. And so there's a lot of pressure on the halfback, the number 7 all the time, and it's something that probably didn't sit well with a couple of blokes, and they've shuffled him around, and obviously, there's a couple of positions they're going to do with it, especially with their skipper last year, Darius Boyd. Yeah. You know, where's he going to play next year? So, there's a few juggling acts there for the coach there, for sure.
Where would you play? Where do you put Darius? Well, where would you play him?
Personally, I think he's going to be in the centres, and I think he's going to be... I've seen him play in Queensland for the left centre. Yeah. He's been on the wing and whatever as well. So, Jermaine Asako, I think he's probably going to be fullback myself. But anyway, that's what we'll see.
What about further north, Cowboys? Can they get back to some of their form, rediscover some?
Well, they've bought a couple of players. Valentine Holmes especially. Yeah. He's great friends with Mick Morgan. I think maybe he can lift the side. But they got a bit of work to do as well. Yeah. But they got a pretty good squad on paper. But they'll probably let themselves down last year. And I think they got to where they should have, especially after the season before. I'm lost for words because we got them. I can't give them too much of a rap. We got them first round up in The new stadium up there, they say it's pretty magic, stadium up there. So hopefully that does well for them. But as I said with the Broncos, we go up there first round.
Geez, they've lost some experience, though, and Matty Scott, and JT obviously recently as well. Matt Scott, for me, is probably one of the best front rowers I've ever seen play the game. You know what I mean? And I just think he's a huge loss. But obviously, the young blokes that come through, and Jason Tomalolo is, obviously one of the best front rowers ever.
Yeah.
Or middle players, you should say, nowadays. And I think it'll be a big ask, though.
Did you want to wish Gilly a happy birthday, did you?
Oh, we've got the council workers out there.
We've just had a couple of punters come past the van and they want to get a...
So you put the birthday call out, there'll be people doing cakes and everything. Why can't the Titans go good? I mean, you look at Burley. I know there's all the feeder clubs set up. But rugby league's good on the coast. They get some good rugby league players to come out of that town as well. But they just can't seem
to... there's another... issue there, isn't it, with Joy Arrow, and probably he's been the best player for the club for the last 2 years.
Yep.
Obviously, we're not 100% sure whether he's going to play there or South next
year. Do you like that setup, or do you think
I don't blame the players, mate. Yeah. Good luck to them, mate, honestly, because you're long time retired, and we'll say that to you as well. And good luck to the club and the players, mate. Joy, knowing him personally, he'll go out there and give his all if he stays at the Titans. So there's no dramas there. But it's a bit of a funny look, though, isn't it? So hopefully they can sort that out.
How do the Titans go better? What do they need to do, or is it a 4-hour sermon that'll just take?
As I said, Ash Taylor needs to. Obviously that was a big loss last year when he's had those mental issues last year, and good luck to him. Hopefully he's all sorted that out this year, and they tell me he has. So hopefully they can get that together, and the club himself. If they keep their core players together, they'll go good. But when they get a couple of injuries, they don't have the depth a lot of other clubs. Like the Roosters and that, So,
hey guys, my phone's just gone off. I've got a certainty at Golden Gate. Race two, number two. If you're watching Golden Gate.
Oh, mate.
Moonlight Blue.
$1.70.
Good mail. Juan Hernandez is on.
Elf took. He knows a couple of trainers out there.
We've got Trevor, the Axial Meister, and Alfie Langer in the Big Sports Breakfast van out in Cowra, ahead of the Cowra Cup. Now, guys, while you were still sleeping this morning, we were up 5 a.m. cutting around, and one of the news headlines to come through was the potential maybe for the Kangaroos to start doing longer tours of the UK.
Well, I was lucky enough to go on the 90 and 94 tour. Got dropped after both first tests, but it made a long tour for me. But in saying that, the club, the support over there, and the support for the Kangaroos, and playing the club sides midweek, and then the tests on the weekend, it was fantastic. And a couple of weeks in France, I think it was nearly 3 months. It was 2.5, nearly 3 months away from home.
Have you got any good story, any early morning radio boys, but anything for the listeners, any good stories of those tours? Because back in you hear from Loz some of the stories that he tells, when you go to a luncheons and you hear the legends, it's like memories that you never lose.
Well, it was a very exciting time, and as I said, and if you got homesick, the only way, you had to turn to the bottle, and that was it.
They're mad for rugby league over there, aren't they?
And they were fantastic, and I was lucky enough to go and play over in Warrington for two years, and to see the support for the club. The jersey, every supporter wears a jersey, or their team colours, and it was pretty special. I had two great years, 2000-2001.
Yeah.
I still remember we played the World Club Challenge over there as a club, with the Broncos, and went over there, and no one had taken it really seriously, did they? And I know Wayne wanted to be the first club ever to take it seriously and get into it, and we trained beforehand, and Elf and the boys were playing in for Australia beforehand, which is really handy. But we played Wigan, the World Club Challenge. And I remember Wayne come to me before the game and said, hey, Gilly, there's not going to be any suspensions or sightings out of this game. And I'm going, oh, okay. So what are you saying? And he just said, oh, I didn't say anything. And then he walked away. So I went to the Fords and said, you know, Andrew G especially. I said, oh, listen, boys, Wayne said, give us a bit of a leaf to go. Yeah. You know, hell for leather here. And anyway, so it was a bit of a wild old game. So
I went to the backs and we thought, oh, Julian O'Neill, 16-1 to score the first try.
True story. No.
Right. Oh, that's when my sister loved to bet back then. Oh.
And you could bet on the first try score and that. And we're going, how good is this?
We couldn't.
No, but we... Anyway, so we're all having bets before the game. We're going, how good's this? And then the first scrum, we're 10 metres out from Wigan's line, and I've gone, so I back Pearl and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Long Elf's done this cut-out ball, and Julian, he should have given it to Pearl. Pearl's under the sticks, but he gave it to Julian. And he went bang, 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 and Jules has scored, which is a great try. And I said, mate, and I came out of the scrum, and I said, why didn't you give it to Pearl? He said, Julian was a better price.
Speaking of that, has Golden Gate gone? No, they're still going and waiting the Golden Gate. 3:40, by the way. I've got the text.
Although the horse is lipping out at the moment.
Just watching you two interact last night at dinner over some cow or lamb.
Oh,
Trevor,
how good
was the lamb? How much of a nightmare and pest is Alf laying out on in that team environment? How much does he drive you round the bend? He almost had you going batty after an hour last night.
Oh, mate, it's like, you know, that team environment looks, you know, especially footy nowadays, if it's, you know, obviously very serious, but you need people like him. Like, he's a pain in the backside, but you need people, you know, to mix it up, and without Elf, you know, it'd be
it's
boring.
It's a sport, and we still need enjoyment.
Exactly right. Yeah. It's life, and that's what he does so well. He just keeps it to a minimum.
Share with us what happened last year here in Cowra. How did he stitch you up?
Well,
they brought him back this year.
No.
I was speaking about
Bowls
Club. No, this is serious. I can't remember what he said at talk last year, the Sportsman site. So they've given him one more chance to see what he can say this
year.
Well,
you know, like, we've been best of mates for a long, long time, and it's not real good when and someone puts vodkas in your beers.
Without you knowing.
Yeah, well, that's a bit, you know, dodgy. But anyway, I'm not real happy about it, but we'll see what happens this weekend. Yeah.
Now, I've got a text here I want to confirm with you. Hey, boys, I have a story just to confirm. I heard Alf was playing a game and went down injured, although he wasn't injured. He was just wanting to know if his horse had won the race. I presume you own the horse, had won the race. So he asked the trainer if it had won. The trainer's confirmed. He gets back up and away he went. Is that true?
Well, you wouldn't believe it was at the Sydney Football Stadium, and the best stadium to play at, because they used to bring the results up on the big screen. So I said, Gilly, and Gene Miles was playing back then. And we're both all punters, of course. And guys, go down injured. The scrum's just about to pack, but the results are just about to come up.
Yeah.
And once,
I think it was Golden.
And once the result come up, away we went.
Unbelievable.
It was Golden Slipper Day, wasn't it?
No, that was at St. George one day.
We're up
about 14-8 at the time, and Calvin Giles, which is our trainer, great trainer, come out, not knowing until Wayne Bennett, come out and told us the result.
In the slipper.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Bold promise.
He went up a gear, Alf, after
that. That's enormous.
Went down a gear because it got beaten.
Enormous. Boys, Cowra, you're going to have a lot of fun on Sunday. You're going to have a lot of fun at the Calcutta. Alan Robinson's here. You got the pumper, Jimmy Cassidy, in town. Royce, 70 as well.
Well, you wouldn't believe we've got a professional bowls day this afternoon where Gilly's got his Borat outfit to wear.
You got the mankini?
Nah, not really, but Alf said he's going to make it nude bowls later on, so I said I'm not really happy about that.
And just letting you guys know that the Cowra Magpies will happily have you there tonight ahead of their pre-season. Brendan just slipped us a note through as well. Big weekend coming for you too.
Everyone wants to have a beer with you, see?
Oh, we're looking forward. As I said, we had a great year last year, and And on behalf of Mark and the Bowls Club, it's been pretty special.
Yeah, all right, boys, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Appreciate you waking up. When we said we'd like to see us after eight, you both give us
no,
all
right, well, Elf
daylight
said,
savings.
Exactly right. Yeah, so that's good.
Hey, just quick, Queensland, you going to come back this year, or are you in the world of pain?
Well, we are 2 years down. It hasn't been great 2 years, but we've got a great squad there. And New South Wales, take nothing away from New South Wales. Tedesco, Cook were the difference last year, so we've got to match that again, and we've got the squad to do it. So, but in saying that, State of Origin, three best games of the year. First games in Adelaide this year, yeah. So yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, a couple of mate, nice...
Things about cycles, yep. You know what I mean? And we obviously had the best players there for quite a few years. And poor old Loz was the coach at the time, yep. and for New South Wales. But, I just think, you know, young blokes like Flegler and that, and we've had a bit of a forward lull, yep. in Queensland for a little while. So I think Flegler and those fellas can turn it around. So hopefully Queensland can turn around this year.
All right, boys. Thanks for coming in.
Our pleasure.
Have some brekkie. Back some winners this weekend. Go and see him at the bowling club tonight if you're coming to Cowra, and make sure you go and see Gilly for his birthday on Sunday.
He good to see you, boys. Anyway.
Yep. Happy 60th, Gil.
Yeah.
We'll take
a break. Happy birthday.
Back after this.